important stuff.
Good morning, this is Amy and Ben presenting your 11 a.m. set lines. In local news, Brisbane Domestic Terminal is expecting to receive up to 55,000 passengers today as school holidays begin for many private schools throughout the state. 3.7 million passengers are expected to go through Brisbane domestic and international terminals over December and January, just shy of pre-COVID figures of 4 million in 2019. Expanding capacity to Japan, the United States, the re-emergence of Chinese international tourists and the growth of arrivals from India have all fueled this high forecast. The business days of the holidays in late December and early January will see more than 20,000 international passengers for the first time since January 2020.
An inquest has been held into the death of a former Army reservist, Chris Allen Mark Kelly Vines, in Far North Queensland. There have been claims that police lost control during a shoot-off that resulted in about 100 shots being fired. The coronial inquest into the circumstances leading up to the death of Mr. Vines on March 29, 2020, will conclude today in the Cairns Magistrates Court. Counsel representing Mr. Vines' family, Craig Eberhardt KC, said, quote, "Mr. Vines was shot in the back twice, shot in the lower back and exiting high in the chest," unquote. All five operatives involved in the incident denied shooting Mr. Vines in the back or while he was lying in or under the water.
In national news, the Rosay Interchange is one of Australia's largest road projects and one of the nation's most complex, which cannot ease congestion on Sydney roads. The Rosay Interchange aims to ease congestion and significantly ease reduce travel time for commuters. Rebel Wilson, a comic actor, wrote on social media saying the Rosay Interchange has made a 15-minute trip to the city 90 minutes via Victoria Road. Chief Operating Officer of Transport for New South Wales, Howard Collins, said, quoted, "We used to have 7 lanes into 4. We are now dealing with the fact we have got the motorway traffic coming through as well as the old-fashioned City West Link and the Victoria Road."
Food Bank Australia has recorded surges in demand of between 15 and 200% throughout the country as households struggle with rising cost of living in the lead-up to Christmas. CEO Brianna Casey said Food Bank Victoria was feeding 57,000 people a day, while South Australia and Northern Territory have seen a 50% increase in the number of clients in need of food relief. According to Food Bank Australia's 2023 Hunger Report, more than 75% of Australians experiencing food insecurity did so for the first time within the past year. Ms. Casey said food insecurity was affecting both rural and urban communities.
In international news, Russia's Supreme Court has effectively outlawed LGBTQ plus activism against other cases of gay, lesbian and transgender rights in the increasingly conservative country. The case was classified and the ministry did not disclose any evidence by saying only that authorities has identified signs and manifestation of an extremist nature in the movement. Journalists were taken into the courtroom only for the reading of the verdict by Judge Oleg Nefodov. Max Olimchev, a human rights lawyer who works with the Russian LGBTQ plus community, said it may lead to decrease in legal psychological and other aid and support for LGBTQ plus people in Russia, and quoted, "The authorities are doing everything for the LGBTQ plus agenda to disappear from the public square."
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 33 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 34. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is extreme. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more. Yeah.